The end of another stinking week. The Friday celebration. Glad you could make it by. It's going to be a big morning. I'll get to the maggot line. Well, I can get to it right now, I guess. We can jump on that bad boy. 4321101 is my number. Hello.
What made you become a DJ?
I just always felt I could do it.
You always thought you could do it?
When I was in high school, I knew that I was not destined for the average job because I was a lousy student. I knew I'd never, amount to a whole lot as far in the business world. So I figured, hey, why not get into boss jockery?
What other duties do you have other than just talking on the radio?
What other duties do I have?
Yeah, what else do you have to do around the station? Anything?
Well, yes, I have to record the occasional promo or announcement. I have to meet occasionally with the salesmen to form advertising campaigns. I have to meet occasionally with clients that, want to impress upon me the importance of my delivery.
Really?
Yeah, and not only that, but other boss jock duties include the proper art of tokas kissery. Oh, yes, you must kiss some tokas in order to maintain longevity in this business. Yes, and I am rather proficient after all these years. I've got it down to a science. I always walk around with a towel over my arm like a waiter in case I should be summoned. That way I can lay the towel on the carpet so as to ease the pressure on my knees when I get in the tokas kissing position. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, I get in the radio, I ain't kissing no tokas. Yeah, right. You going to be bold? Well, there's old boss jocks and there's bold boss jocks, but there ain't no old bold boss jocks. I mean, you've got to know which kisses is to kiss, and when, and how frequently, and how hard. Some like it a lot, some like it gently. I mean, what do you think? What do you think you last as long as I've lasted in this business on looks? Come on! People say to the management, hey, how do you have a guy like that on the air? He's a madman. He's an outrage. They say, nah, hell, I got him right where I want him. Grease, to the front office, please. Yes, sir. Grease the tuchus. Now, and then as people watch, there I am, from, I go to haberdasheries occasionally. Yeah, well, there's a lot of men's clothing here, and I review the belt buckles and the arrangement so that, the nothing more the boss man hates than to be fumbling with his buckle. When he wants kissery, you have to get those pants down quickly, and you have to know what you're doing. You can't be fumbling like an idiot. And then after a little kiss, just a little... Then he says, okay, you can go, Grease. Get on the air and tear it up. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I've been with other temporary services before I went.